The St. David's Music Series at St. David's in Roland Park will be starting their 2017-18 season with a very special evensong that is coming up on the 17th at 4:30. It's such a pleasure to welcome the Director of Music Ministries, Douglas Buchanan. Thank you so much for coming in.
It's great to be here, Judith.
So the evensong that you're starting out with, looking at the music of female composers, a particular tribute to Hildegard von Bingen, who are some of the more contemporary women composers you'll be highlighting?
Well, we'll be performing music of Sally Beamish, who's a Scottish composer and a really wonderful writer, of particularly for voice. We'll be doing her Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis from the St. Catherine service. We'll also be featuring Pulitzer Prize winner Joan Tower, her Wings for solo saxophone, which will be performed during the pre-service recital, as well as a piece by Maryland composer Laurie Lateman. And we're thrilled to be offering the world premiere of Bridget's Flame, which is a piece by Amy Williams, composition faculty at the University of Pittsburgh. It's a really exciting piece with lots of phenomenal ancient Celtic mystical text in it, and a really tricky organ part, which I'm still working on. So it should be quite exciting.
Who is your composer in residence this season?
We're also featuring a wonderful composer this year, Faye Chow. Faye and I were in the same studio at Peabody, at Michael Hirsch's studio, and she has since gone on to be a prize-winning composer of vocal works, particularly of operatic works. And she wrote a piece for us last year called Ave Verum Corpus, and it's just such a lovely work. I couldn't resist asking her back to write some more works for us. So we'll be peppering in some of her works throughout the year, and I'm really looking forward to those.
What about the ensemble in residence?
The ensemble in residence is the Icarus Quartet, and their motto is flying high and breaking molds. And they certainly are. They're two percussion, two piano quartet, and they're made up of students from graduates of Peabody and Yale, and they'll be presenting the October First Friday concert on October 6th at 7:30, and they'll also be presenting the May First Friday concert, as well as performance on the Bach Marathon as well, with some solo percussion transcriptions of Bach's works. But this opening First Friday concert on October 6th should really be intense and fascinating, with works of Bartok and contemporary compositions. It's really exciting.
Of course, this is an enormous anniversary, with the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. How will you be marking that?
We're thrilled to be able to offer Bach's cantata Ein Festeberg, which was written based on one of the most famous of Luther's hymns, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. So on October 29th, which is the Sunday closest to Reformation Day, October 31st, the day when Martin Luther purportedly nailed the theses to the Schlosskirche in Wittenberg, the Sunday closest to that, we'll be offering that special cantata during the liturgy, as well as a special motet from the Wittenberger Gesangbuch, one of the songbooks from Wittenberg. So that day will be filled with this good Germanic music. I know we're in an Anglican church, but it's an important anniversary to celebrate and an exciting thing to do.
There's also the BSO's concertmaster Jonathan Carney coming in for a recital. So much to look forward to on the 2017-18 music series at St. David's in Roland Park. More is on their website, stdavidsrolandpark.com. Such a pleasure to speak to the Director of Music Ministries, Douglas Buchanan. Have a great season.
Thank you so much.